Comrade Doik, Kang Gek Yu, supervisor of killings for Cambodia's Khmer Rouge, died on September 2nd, aged 77.
As the Vietnamese army closed in on Phnom Penh in January 1979, Comrade Doik was ordered to kill the prisoners remaining in his charge. He just about had time to supervise that. Killing was not usually done in his prison, only in the fields he had designated at Chong Ek, 7 kilometers away, unless someone slipped up. He also started to destroy his archive, but did not get far. The orders from Brother Number 2, Non Chia, had not specifically requested that. Besides, he did not greatly want to. The archive was well over 100,000 pages, containing meticulous details of the detainees who had passed to death through his prison, Tuol Sleng, or S21, over the previous 4 years. The most exact figure given later was 15,101, but the archive was by then incomplete. Prisoners' weight on entering, their photographs with the blank look of people at the end of the line, and their confessions in as many versions as were needed to condemn them. He kept all the versions, with defective parts crossed out in red. In the margins, neatly, he put comments. "Do not write these words. Do not play tricks." The final acceptable confession was typed and sent to Angkar, the high leadership of the Communist Party of Cambodia, to Brother Number 2 and Brother Number 1, Pol Pot himself. That was the rule. He kept at least 2 copies. Each carried his decision about the prisoner. "Can be destroyed. Take away. Keep for medical experiment." His preferred word was "smash." That, too, was the party rule. At once, or later. The system he had devised at S21 was simple, logical, and perpetual.